SZA went on GQ, said this.
I'm a creature of habit, and everything that I do is actually really terrible. And I don't know, the kids call it hyperfixation, whatever. I eat the same thing for like a year at a time, and then I change it.
So she eats the same thing for a year at a time.
Wow.
She's just like she is. Kelly, this is someone to strive for. To be, because I feel like you're a creature of habit too.
I'm pretty close to that. Like, but it's more like wherever I'm going, right. I have like my regular thing I get there.
Sure, sure.
It's so, my favorite.
So she likes this place called John and Vinny's, and she's obsessed with their salad, their White Lightning pizza, which has mozzarella, ricotta, garlic, onion, oregano, and pickled jalapeno, which sounds delicious.
Delicious without the jalapenos for me, but okay, yes.
Yeah, and chicken cutlet dipped in buffalo and garlic sauces. So yeah, so she gets literally the same thing at John and Vinny's.
She knows what she likes.
She knows what she likes. She does it. She does it for an entire year. Then she changes it up, you know, for variety.
Oh, wow.
For variety.
Okay.
But you know, I like that got me thinking, okay, if I had to eat, we could take this two different directions. Because she goes to John and Vinny's, which is not a place that's around here.
Right.
But that's a, like, restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. So if we had to go to a restaurant, what would that, like a local restaurant every day for a year, what would it be? Because obviously a restaurant would have like multiple different things, right? Or if you had to eat one thing every single day for an entire year, what would it be?
Okay. So well, I practically almost already go to Jagger's in an insane amount of time in Middletown because it's very close to the school. So whenever we're like in between practice games, rehearsals, plays, all the things, the kids are starving, you know, it's like, or, hey, can you bring me food in between, right before practice, after school? Just, it's so convenient and they love it. It's tasty, delicious Jagger's.
So yeah, so you're going to Jagger's every single day for a year just because that's a place that you already frequent. Do they, like,
oh, they all know me.
I was going to say, do you walk in, isn't it kind of like that old sitcom Cheers where you walk in and like, Kelly!
Yes.
Will it be the regular?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's to the point where they know our order yet, but yes, it's practically the same thing for all of us in the family.
Kyle on Facebook says, I'd eat shrimp. Megan on Facebook said eggs. Okay, yeah, I mean eggs, sure. I do enjoy some eggs. I don't know about shrimp. I do enjoy shrimp, but not like every day for a year.
That feels aggressive.
Did get a text from AJ who said, I would do sushi because you could mix it up so it wouldn't be the same thing. You could dress up sushi any way you wanted, so sushi would be a good one.
That is true. There are lots of different kinds of sushi rolls.
Yeah.
So if you like all that.
That's good. But if I'm thinking like a local restaurant I'd want to go to every single day for a year, like we frequent, man. Yeah, we do a good job, I think, of mixing things up.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like we do. It because it's like, okay, we've gone there quite a bit. We'll go somewhere else now. But like, you know, if I want to go to, for Italian, it'd be Valare, you know, if I'm feeling extra special.
Wow.
Yeah, right? But yeah, so maybe I could go there every day for a year if I had unlimited budget and I could just go there. That's a great restaurant, local place.
Now, if I had my way and could go there all the time, it'd be Gander. And their strawberry salad.
My
absolute favorite, the goat cheese. Yes.
Now listen, I will say if I wanted to go fast, more like a fast food, it'd obviously be Raising Cane's.
Oh, of course.
obviously be Raising Cane's because A, delicious, B, quick,
also,
C,
talk about
delicious.
Them on the radio quite a bit.
Yes, and I do talk about them on the
you
radio
talk quite, about
a
them
bit. Quite a bit. Their cane sauce I could drink by the pint glass.
Sure. Also, you know, Chick-fil-A, obviously. Between Chick-fil-A, Middletown, Jagger's Middletown, they get the majority.
Sorry, if
of
I'm
our
going
business.
Chicken, I'm going Raising Cane's. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to toss that out there. I don't get to talk about those places on the radio as much as you do. So, but I am willing and able.
You are willing and able.
Willing and able.
By the way, I'm not talking about.
We can make this a more regular occurrence.
Tiffany said, I've been eating a peanut butter and honey with banana every day for the last 2 years.
Wow.
That is commitment to the bit, Tiffany.
That is commitment to the bit. But you know what? I've heard so many times, local honey is really good if you struggle with allergies.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do local
getting
honey.
A honey that's made locally can really help you.
Because it puts those allergens in your body, and it helps your body naturally fight that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff.
That's a good one.
Thank you to Stephanie and Amy for saying... Amy said, the fact that Raising Cane's didn't come out of your mouth first.
Oh, yes.
I've been. And Stephanie said, Ben, you better say Raising Cane's.
You better say Cane's. They know.
I did. Hey, look. They know. Are delicious. And honestly, like my. That is a place that every time we drive by, my daughter's like, hey, can we stop and get some Cane's? I'm like, listen, we are literally going. Your mom has made dinner.
Listen, but they are milking that for all it's worth for as long as it lasts.
Yes.
Special perks.
Yes. All right. So anyways, good convo there. If you've got anything you want to add, you can feel free to text 502-795-1997.